The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage, and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Did you pay attention? Did you notice that we have two different versions of the Ascension? One in Acts and the other in the Gospel? And what's more is that these two different versions were written by the same person, Luke. When Luke wrote the Gospel, he wrote the Acts of the Apostles. In Acts, the Ascension happens 40 days after the resurrection. As Luke describes it in his Gospel, Ascension happens Easter night. Why the difference? Well, it's a forcible reminder to us that Ascension is not a datable historical event. It is one aspect of the Easter mystery. And the whole mystery includes resurrection, ascension, and Pentecost. We break up mysteries to try to understand them, to make sense of them in some way. But really, mysteries have to be approached in their totality. Another reason for the difference is probably where Ascension happens in both stories. In his Gospel, the Ascension is the conclusion of the Gospel, of the story. Ascension is the final part of, as Luke describes it to Theophilus, all that Jesus did and taught. So this is the finality of the earthly life of Jesus, which does also include resurrection and the post-resurrection appearances. But this concludes the Gospel. In Acts, Ascension is the start. It is the beginning. Acts of the Apostles looks to the future. It is the story of these fledgling disciples, spirit-filled disciples, but still fledgling disciples, trying to figure out how to fulfill this worldwide mission of the church. It is the beginning. Now, I always have this image of the Ascension taken from Acts. You've got all the disciples standing around in a circle, looking up. Jesus disappears in the clouds. And they keep looking. And looking. And looking. And the sun is getting lower and lower and lower. Shadows longer and longer. And finally, two men in white show up. "Hey, men of Galilee, why are you looking up at the sky? Snap out of it. You've got work to do. You need to continue the mission. You need to continue all that Jesus did and taught. Now, that is where we come into the story. Because now we are those Spirit-empowered disciples struggling to figure out how to fulfill the mission. How to fulfill the mission of all that Jesus did and taught. We now do the teaching. We now do the preaching. We now do all the wonders that extend forgiveness in the face of hurt. We are now the ones to bring peace in the presence of violence. We are now the ones who further all the wonders, care, kindness, compassion, wherever there is need.